Hey, good morning.
大家早上好，欢迎来到。
Nice to see everybody.
很高兴见到大家。
You know, we all have to make a lot of decisions every day.
我们大家每天都要做很多的决定。
And some decisions are small and, you know, pretty easy.
有的决定很小也很容易。
So the consequences of small decisions are not big impact.
所以这些小的决定所带来的影响和后果也不大。
A small decision, you know, should I eat breakfast this morning?
比如说我今天早上应不应该吃早饭呢？
Or...Should I buy an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus?
或者说我是买个 iPhone 6还是买个 iPhone 6 Plus 呢？
Small decision, no big consequence.
是一些小的决定，也不会造成严重的后果。
But some decisions are major.
但是有的决定却很重要。
And if we choose wrongly, the consequences can really be long-term and devastating.
如果我们做选择的时候做错了选择，这个结果和影响就会很持久，并且有的时候会很可怕。
Like, should I marry this person?
就好比我应不应该和这个人结婚呢？
That's a pretty important one.
是一个很重要的决定。
How about, should I go to church on Sunday?
或者说我周日去不去教会呢？
Now that may not sound like a really big decision.
可能这个听起来不是一个很重大的决定。
But is it?
但它确实是。
So I'm glad to see you all made the good decision to come to church this morning.
所以很高兴看见大家都做出了好的选择，今天早上来到教会。
It's not always easy to make the right decision.
做正确的选择并不是很容易。
Have you ever made a decision that later on you really regretted?
大家有没有过做过一个选择，然后过了一段时间就非常的后悔？
So this morning, I want us to take a look at the story of Ruth.
所以今天早上我要带大家看一下路德的故事。
We'll look there at how the characters made their choices and decisions.
看看这故事里的人物是如何做他们的选择。
We can learn a lot from Ruth and Naomi.
我们可以从路德和拿俄米身上学到很多东西。
Both good and bad.
不管是他们做的好的或者不好的。
Let's start with a prayer.
我们开始之前做一个祷告。
That's a good decision.
这是一个好的决定。
Heavenly Father, we're thankful you've given us this story of the book of Ruth.
亲爱天父，我们感谢你给我们路德记当中的故事。
Lord, please help us to understand how this story can guide us in our walk with you.
求主帮我们明白，借着这个故事，我们如何与你同行。
Help us to see clearly how important our spiritual decisions really are.
让我们清楚地看见我们在属灵当中所做的决定是多么的重要。
Help us not to wander from your path.
让我们在你的道路中不要彷徨。
But to stay in the safety of the place that you have provided for your people.
让我们能够待在你为你百姓所预备的安全的地方，
The church,
也就是教会。
We pray in Christ's name.
祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。
So in those first seven verses in the book of Ruth that we just read, there's a lot of information packed in those verses.
所以在我们刚才读过的记第一章一到七节有给我们很多信息。
One of the things you see is that the story of Ruth, it took place in what's called the time of the judges.
我们看到路德记的故事发生在士师的时期。
Who was a judge back in the Bible days? Can you name a judge?
在那个时候什么样的人是士师呢？大家可以列举几个吗？
Somebody like...
比如
Samson, Gideon,
参孙
okay,
基甸
back in that day.
在那个时候就是士师
So it's before the time of the kings of Israel.
所以在以色列有王之前
It's an ancient story. This is like 3,000 years old.
这是一个很古老的故事，有三千多年。
Now that was a dangerous time in Israel.
所以在那个时候，以色列是一个很危险的时期。
Not a whole lot has changed. It's still a dangerous time in Israel today.
其实过了这么长时间，也并没有什么改变。以色列还是一个危险的地方。
But this is after the deaths of Moses and after the death of Joshua.
但是这个是发生在摩西和约书亚死了之后。
And so the Israelites, they don't really have a strong leader.
所以以色列人没有一个强壮的领袖。
In fact, in the book of Judges, it says.
在士师记中是这样说的。
In those days, there's no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
That means there is widespread indifference to the word of God.
也就是说，那个时候所有的以色列人都漠不关心神的话。
That's in Israel.
这是发生在以色列。
So this disregard for God's word is going to bring God's rod of correction on His people.
因为不理会神的话，所以神的管教的杖就临到这些以色列人身上。
Because they're sinning.
因为他们在犯罪。
So God's discipline on Israel comes this time in the form of a famine.
所以这次神管教临到以色列是以饥荒的形式。
Did you know God had said to the Israelites?
神对以色列人这样说。
If my people who are called by my name,
这称为我名下的子民
will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
若是自卑祷告寻求我的面转离他们的恶行。
I will hear it from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land.
我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
So the fact that the story of Ruth opens with this famine, it's an indication to us that the Israelites are not humbling themselves.
所以这个路德的故事就以以色列的饥荒开始，也表明在那段时间，以色列民并没有自卑和祷告。
God's people are not praying; they're not seeking God's face.
神的子民没有祷告，也没有寻求神的面。
They're not turning from their wicked ways.
也没有转离他们的恶行。
So the purpose of the discipline is not to destroy them.
所以神管教的目的不是为了毁灭他们。
But God will discipline His children in order to make them whole.
但是神要管教他的儿女，使他们成为圣洁。
So in that opening scene, you see the family there has been blessed by God. There's a marriage and there's children.
所以在这个故事开始的时候，我们看见这个家庭是蒙神祝福的，他们结婚生子。
You've got Naomi and Elimelech and their two sons.
是拿俄米和以利米勒有两个儿子。
So in Israel, they're blessed.
在以色列，他们是蒙福的。
They're Jews. They're a family. They're living in Bethlehem in Judah in Israel.
作为犹太人，他们生活在以色列的伯利恒。
But because of the sin that's going on there, God is going to give an opportunity through this discipline of the famine for them to, as our pastor said this morning, to examine themselves.
所以因为
spiritually,
所以以色列人因为犯罪，神就给他们这个一个饥荒的管教，让他们有机会来自己省察自己。就像今天牧师的祷告一样。
God's purpose in this is to bring them into repentance.
神的目的是为了要让他们悔改。
And so the family needs to make a very important decision on what they should do.
所以这个家庭就要做一个很重要的决定，决定他们要做，他们要怎么做。
Now there's some irony here because the name of the place where they live, it's called Bethlehem.
一个很讽刺的事就是他们所住的地方叫伯利恒。
Bethlehem actually means the house of bread.
伯利恒的意思是面包房。
So as Jewish people, they'd certainly be familiar with many stories of how God had supplied bread for His people.
所以犹太人肯定非常熟悉神是如何供应饼和食物给他的百姓。
God could miraculously supply food for His people.
可以行很多的神迹。
God never let His people starve to death.
神从来不让他的百姓饿死。
But suddenly there's no food.
但是突然就没了食物。
This was frightening.
就让人很恐慌。
It was meant to be frightening.
神就是要让他们恐慌。
God wants to get their attention so they will turn from their sinful ways.
神就要用这样的方式引起他们的注意，让他们能够转离自己的恶行。
Now the Jews, they're God's very special people, and they're living in God's very special place.
犹太人是神特殊的百姓，他们也住在神给他们预备的特殊的地方。
So what is a Jewish family to do?
所以这个犹太家庭要怎么办呢？
Will they receive the correction and repent?
他们会悔改接受神的管教吗？
Will they flee and try to escape?
或者是他们逃跑躲避神的管教？
Now just before we look at what they did, I want to say something to us.
我在我们去看他们是如何做之前，我想有些话对我们在座的弟兄姐妹说。
Because if you're a Christian, then you are also God's very special people, and you are also in God's very special place.
如果你是一个基督徒的话，那你也是神特殊的百姓，你也神也为你预备了特殊的地方。
And the special place that God has prepared for you is church.
神为你们所预备的特殊的地方就是教会。
So although this is an ancient story written thousands of years ago, it has relevance for the people of God today.
虽然这个故事是几千年之前的故事，但是和神的百姓今天仍然还是有联系。
So let's look at what this family did 3,000 years ago.
所以我们来看这个家庭是怎么做的，三千多年以前。
Verse 2 in the text, it says it very abruptly, and they went to Moab and lived there.
这段经文的第二节就突然说到他们到了摩崖地就住在那里。
So in a way, the situation, it's a no-brainer.
这个可能他们是觉得这个情况不需要考虑。
There's no food here, we can't stay here, let's go.
这里没吃的了，我们也活不下去了，我们走吧。
Now even if that means leaving the land that God promised to them and we'll go live among the pagans.
即使这个意味着离开神给他们的应许之地去生活在一群异教徒当中。
So this family looked at the negative circumstances, famine.
所以这个家庭只看到了他们负面的处境，就是饥荒。
Made their decision.
所以他们就做了决定。
They pack up, they head for what they assume is going to be greener pastures.
所以他们就打包行李，然后去到他们认为更好的生活的地方。
Listen, there are times we have to make decisions under pressure.
有很多时候我们需要在压力之下做出决定。
We might imagine, hey, the two boys are saying,Dad, Mom, I'm hungry.
我们可以想象，也许两个孩子说：“爸爸妈妈，我饿。”
But for a Jew to move his whole family out of the promised land, this is a big decision.
但是作为一个犹太人，这个全家都离开神的应许之地，这是一个很重大的决定。
We don't want to make big decisions hastily without prayer.
我们不想在祷告之前就匆忙地做出一个重大决定。
We really need to listen carefully for God's answer to our prayer.
我们要仔细听神给我们祷告的回应。
So did Elimelech and Naomi pray to God? Were they seeking his face? That should they leave Bethlehem? Should they go to Moab?
所以以利米勒和拿俄米到底有没有祷告寻求神的面，说我们应该是留在伯利恒还是去到摩崖地？
I don't see any mention of prayer in the text.
我没看到经文中提到祷告。
There's another irony here.
还有另外一个讽刺的事情就是。
The husband's name, Elimelech, it literally means God is king.
这个丈夫的名字叫以利米勒，他的意思是神是王。
The question is, was Elimelech behaving as if God is his king?
但问题是，以利米勒到底有没有真正的把神当作他的王呢？
Not every Israelite in Bethlehem came to the same conclusion as this family.
不是每一个以色列人的家庭都和这个家庭得出了相同的结论。
But this family, they made their decision. They're going to leave the house of bread. They're going to go out of the promised land.
所以这个家庭就决定离开面包房，离开神的应许之地。
Their hope is they're going to find something better outside of Israel and away from God's people.
他们希望过上更好的生活，然后离开神的子民。
Is that a wise decision?
这是一个明智的决定吗？
I wonder if we were in a situation like them, would we do better?
我在想，如果我们和他们在相同的处境下，我们会做得比他们好吗？
So do they find blessings in Moab?
所以他们在摩崖地找到了神的祝福吗？
No.
没有。
What they mostly found is disease and death and discouragement and deep sorrow.
他们所得到的可能只是疾病、死亡、失望和痛苦。
And I really mean it's deep sorrow.
这确实是很深的痛苦。
I don't think we can go too quickly over the death of all the men in this story.
所以这个其中两个儿子死去，估计对他们来说并不是很快就能消除的痛苦。
But when they went, the text tells us they thought they were going to go for a while.
我们看见这个经文告诉我们说，他们是去寄居，就是住一段时间。
And do you know how long they stayed in Moab?
你知道他们在摩崖地住了多久吗？
It told us there. Did you catch it? Is it about 10 years?
经文中告诉我们说，
10 years.
他们住了十年。
Wow. Things often take a lot longer than we think.
所以有很多事情所花的时间比我们想象的更长。
We make our plans, but a lot of times they take a lot longer than what we planned.
我们经常做计划，但是事实上所花的时间比我们计划的更长。
And this is how, you know, a hasty decision, it can have long-term consequences for your life.
做一个匆忙的决定可能会带来长久而严重的后果。
So let's say you're tempted to think this way.
所以大家可能会试着这样想。
You know,I need to take some time off from church. Oh, for a while.
我可能要离开教会休息一段时间。
A couple of years, just till I finish school.
也可能是几年，我等我上完学。
Once I do that, then I'll have more time and I can devote to the church.
等我上完学以后，我就有更多的时间，我就可以把时间花在教会。
Or you might be tempted to think, you know, I got to take some time off from all this church stuff.
或者你也可能会这样想，我需要。
Just a while.
我需要休息一下，不再在教会服侍，就休息一段时间。
So I get my career more established.
我想在我的工作上取得更多的成绩。
After I do that, then I can spend more time doing church stuff.
这样以后我就可以花更多的时间在教会服侍。
But are you sure your life without church will really be better?
但是你真的觉得你的没有教会的生活，你的生活会比以前更好吗？
You want to think about that.
大家要真的考虑一下这件事。
Because if the Bible, if God'sword is not what is shaping your thoughts on a regular basis, then who or what is?
如果圣经神的话不能塑造我们的正确的想法和思想的话，那还谁能呢？
It would be the fallen world.
是这个堕落的世界吗？
Sometimes we say to ourselves, you know, just this one time, I'll just do it this one time.
所以有的时候你会这样对自己说啊，就一次，就这一次。
And then we end up doing it many times.
结果我们就是一次一次的做。
Or like we see in the story here, I'll just do it for a little while.
或者就像我们在故事中所看到的，我就做这个一段时间。
That's what Elimelech thought.
这是以利米勒最初想的。
Well, maybe at first things seem better for Elimelech and Naomi and the two boys.
所以有可能在最初这个事情看起来对以利米勒、对拿俄米还有两个孩子来说是稍微好了一些。
Maybe even pretty good. At least they escaped the famine.
也许看起来很不错，至少他们离开了这个饥荒。
But then suddenly Elimelech died.
但是突然以利米勒就死了。
That's a blow.
那是个很大的冲击。
But Naomi, at least she has her two boys.
但是至少拿俄米还有两个儿子。
And in time, the two boys get married, the Moabite women.
就在这个时候，这两个儿子就结婚了，娶了摩押女子。
Might sound like a good thing at first.
也可能开始听起来还不错。
Now the original Jewish readers of this text will know that was a violation of God's word.
这个最初的犹太人读到这里的时候，他们知道这是违背神的话的。
A Jew could not marry a non-believer. A Jew could not marry a Moabite.
犹太人是不能和摩押人结婚的。
The Moabites worshipped false gods. They even practiced child sacrifice.
摩押人是拜假神，他们甚至做这个婴儿的献祭。
So Moab was a long and a bitter enemy of Israel.
所以摩押就是神长久以来苦读的敌人。
You know, in Deuteronomy, Moses wrote these words.
在申命记里，摩西这样写道。
No Moabite or any of their descendants may enter the assembly of the Lord, not even for 10 generations.
说摩押人不可入耶和华的会，他们的子孙虽过时代，也永不可入耶和华的会。
It's because the Israel, when the Israelites came out of Egypt, the Moabites had tried to destroy Israel.
因为以色列人出埃及的时候，摩押人要试着要毁灭他们。
And they tried to corrupt the good morals of the young men.
他们想这个让年轻人的道德败坏。
But before any children are born to either of Naomi's boys, they both die.
所以拿俄米的两个儿子在有孩子之前，他们也都死了。
It's a crushing blow for Naomi.
这个简直是毁灭性的打击对拿俄米来说。
God's intention in bringing the famine in Israel was to cause the people to repent.
神使以色列进入饥荒，本来是要让他们悔改。
But running away from God's people and running away from the discipline is not going to bring God's blessing.
但是远离神的百姓，远离神的管教，不会带来任何的祝福。
And so Naomi learned the hard way. You know, God's best blessings for the Jewish people in that day, it didn't lie outside.Of the promised land.
所以拿俄米就用这种很痛苦的方式明白了神的祝福不会存在在神的应许之地以外。
Now today, the place that God has provided for his people is where?
所以今天神为他的百姓所预备的地方是哪里呢？
Is it in Israel?
是在以色列吗？
It's the church.
是教会。
Okay, the church is the place that God has provided for his people.
教会就是神为他的百姓所预备的地方。
We read in verse 6, Naomi hears news in Moab, the Lord, the God of Israel, has visited his people and they've got food.
第六节就说到拿俄米在摩押地的时候听到耶和华神眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
Now Naomi must have thought, well, how do you like that?
拿俄米一定想说啊，怎么会这样？
The Lord's now blessing the people back in Bethlehem.
神又开始重新祝福在伯利恒的人。
Here I am. I'm outside of Israel. I'm outside of the promised land. I'm outside of the place of blessing.
可是我却在这里，远离以色列，远离神的应许之地，远离神的祝福。
My life is destitute, miserable.
我的生活简直是穷困又悲惨。
Naomi gets clear. I need to go back to Israel.
所以拿俄米想明白了，我要回到以色列。
Repentance happens when we realize, you know, I've been going 180 degrees in the wrong direction.
悔改也就是说，我们意识到我们离我们该走的路是180度相反的。
I need to turn around.
我需要掉头。
Now it requires humility.
这需要我们谦卑才能悔改。
So Naomi is going to go back, but.A very broken woman.
但是拿俄米决定回到以色列的时候，她已经是一个破碎的人。
But when our pride is broken, that's really when we're most open to receive God's grace.
但是当我们的骄傲已经被破坏的时候，那才是我们真正能领受神的恩典的时候。
Don't we often in our pride we want to hide our failures?
当我们处在骄傲当中的时候，我们只想隐藏我们的失败。
I don't want to go back and everybody will see. Oh, I failed.
我不想失败了，然后回去每个人都说，哎呀，你看他失败了吧。
But if you truly repent, God's grace is going to be sufficient.
但是如果我们真正的悔改，神的恩典够我们用。
You truly repent, God will bless you.
如果我们真正的悔改，神就会祝福我们。
So the story continues, and Naomi tells her two daughters-in-law, I'm going back to Israel.
所以这个故事就继续，拿俄米告诉她的两个儿媳妇说，我要回到以色列。
And at first, they both want to go to Israel with her.
最开始，他们两个都想要和她一起回去。
But with a little persuasion from Naomi, one of the daughters-in-law, her name is Oprah. Not Oprah, no, that's wrong. Orpha. That's Oprah made that mistake, right? Orpha.
所以拿俄米劝说了一番之后，其中一个儿妇叫俄尔巴。
She's not going to go.
她就决定不去了。
She's going to stay in Moab with her people and their customs.
她就决定留在摩押和摩押的人还有他们的习俗生活在一起。
You see, she doesn't really think she needs, you know, Naomi and Naomi's God.It doesn't look very attractive.
因为他觉得他可能不需要拿俄米，也不需要拿俄米的神，看起来对他也没有什么吸引力。
But the other daughter-in-law, Ruth, she insists to go back to Israel with Naomi.
但是另一个儿妇路德就执意要跟随拿俄米回到以色列。
And Ruth says these amazing words to Naomi.
所以路德就对拿俄米说了这些很奇妙的话。
You don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you.
不要催我回去不跟随你。
Where you go, I will go.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Where you stay, I will stay.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
Your people will be my people.
你的国就是我的国。
Your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
Where you die, I will die.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
There I will be buried.
也葬在哪里。
May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me.
除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
Ruth is ready to go.
路德已经准备好要走。
She's going to leave the old behind, and she's going to embrace the new.
她已经决定要放下过去，拥抱新生活。
As Christians, that should sound pretty familiar.
这个对基督徒来说听起来很熟悉。
She's going to make a clean break from her former life and all of its paganism and their customs.
她就决定和她以前的生活，包括异教徒的一些习俗，断得一干二净。
So in those words, your people will be my people, your God will be my God. That's revealing Ruth's heart.
所以路德所说的话，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神，就显明了他的心。
She's fully embracing Naomi's faith.
他就全心接受了拿俄米的信心。
She's going to trust in the God of Israel.
他就要相信以色列的神。
Now that's pretty amazing. Why do you think Ruth would want to do that? Why would she want to leave her homeland and go with her mother-in-law?
所以为什么路德要这样做呢？要离开她自己所在的地方，要跟着她的婆婆一起离开呢？
I mean, do you think it was because Naomi was such a good witness for the God of Israel?
因为拿俄米是以色列神的一个很好的见证吗？
Was Naomi a good witness for the God of Israel?
拿俄米当时是一个好的见证吗？
Probably not.
很可能不是。
I think she was very bitter.
她心里很苦。
Her behavior didn't show that she was walking by faith.
她的行为也没有表明她是借着信心，她活在信心当中。
But God's divine power, you see, it's secretly but irresistibly working, and it's working in Ruth's heart, and it's working in Naomi's heart, and God is calling them.
但是我们看见神的大能是奥秘的，但是却又是不可抗拒的，在路德和拿俄米的心里做工。
That's the call of God on your life.
也就是神在你生命里呼召你。
Come to me.
来到我面前。
So Ruth is a foreigner. She's coming to saving faith in the God of Israel. I just want to say theologically, that's a big point.
所以路德作为一个外邦人，能够来到借着信心来到神面前，这在当时是一个大事。
Ruth coming in is a foreshadow. God is going to call the Gentiles. That's us. Call the Gentiles into His family.
这是一个预表，也就是预表说神会呼召外邦人进入神的家。
See, the Jews thought this stuff is just for us, but God is saying, no, 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 I'm bringing Gentiles in as well.
所以说，神的恩典和救恩不只是对以色列人，也是对外邦人。
And so, Naomi and Ruth, they returned to Bethlehem together.
所以拿俄米和路德就一起回到了伯利恒。
But guess what? They got no food, they got no money.
但是他们也没有钱，也没有吃的。
Well, what are we going to do?
他们要怎么办呢？
Well, Ruth says, I can go into the fields and I'll just gather, you know, whatever is left over from the harvesters. That was something they did in those days.
所以路德就说，我可以去到田里，跟在收割的人后面拾麦穗。
And here's, you see, the providence of God. God leads her to a field of a relative, a close relative of Naomi.
所以神就奇妙地带领她来到拿俄米的一个近亲的田地里。
And she gets there just as somebody shows up. It happens to be Boaz, the owner.
所以这个人就出来了，然后这个田地的主人就是波阿斯。
Lucky timing.
所以很走运。
Or providence of God.
或者是神的全能。
Now when Boaz saw Ruth, he was kind to her and he welcomed her. He even invited her to come and eat with him.
所以当波阿斯见到这个路德的时候，就对他很热心，甚至还邀请他来一起吃晚饭。
He tells the men, you know, leave behind enough grain, leave extra behind for her to glean.
所以波阿斯就对他的工人说，你们尽量多留一些麦穗，这样让他可以让路德在后面捡，这样他就有饭可以吃。
So Ruth goes back and she tells Naomi about Boaz and how kind he was to her.
所以拿俄米所以路德就回去告诉拿俄米，波阿斯是一个如何善良的人。
Oh, Naomi says, Boaz, he's a close relative.
所以拿俄米就说，波阿斯是我的一个近亲。
That means he can be our redeemer.
所以也就是说，他可以为我们赎身。
That means he could actually marry Ruth according to the Jewish law of the day because her first husband had died.
所以根据当时犹太人的律法来说，路德就可以嫁给波阿斯，因为他的第一个丈夫已经去世。
So back in the promised land, things are starting to get a little better.
所以在这个应许之地，事情就开始好转。
There's some hope.
就开始有了希望。
There's some blessings.
就开始有了祝福。
It's inside of the promised land. That's where they're going to receive their blessings.
所以就是在应许之地，他们就开始得到祝福。
Now, finally, at the end of the story, Naomi is going to actually help Ruth to arrange the marriage with Boaz.
所以在故事的最后，拿俄米就帮助路德能嫁给波阿斯。
As a Gentile, Ruth came to the land of promise. She was a total stranger and a foreigner.
所以作为一个外邦人，路德完全是一个外人的姿态来到神的应许之地。
But you see, it is.In Israel and with the people of God that they find their blessings.
所以就是在以色列与神的百姓一起，路德就开始领受神的祝福。
Really far greater blessings than they even dared to hope for.
比他能想象到的祝福大得多。
And so Ruth is blessed in marriage a second time.
所以路德就受神的祝福，就第二次结了婚。
God has prepared a kinsman redeemer in Israel.
所以神就在以色列预备了一个同族的赎买者。
And Boaz, as a Jew, he can marry Ruth because she's now a believer.
所以波阿斯作为犹太人，现在就可以与路德结婚，因为路德已经是一个信神的人。
And he redeems Ruth into his family, where she's going to just experience the best blessings of her whole life.
所以他就赎了路德，使路德能够进入他的家，路德就开始过上蒙福的生活。
Now I say, as Christians, we are God's special people, and the special place He has prepared for believers is His church.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们也是神特殊的百姓。神为我们预备的地方就是基督的教会。
So in much the same way that God made Boaz available, but only within Israel.
所以，这个神就是伯阿斯作为以色列。在以色列中作为一个买赎者
the Redeemer Boaz is not available for anyone outside of Israel.
所以波阿斯并不是作为以色列人之外的赎买者
So God has made Jesus available only in his church.
所以神就使这个主耶稣只是在只是使教会当中的人能够接近主耶稣。
He can redeem all who will come to him by faith.
所以一切能够借着信心来到主耶稣面前的人都可以被主耶稣买赎回来。
So Jesus is your kinsman redeemer. That's the picture.
所以主耶稣也是我们同族的买赎者。
He's even your close relative.
他甚至是我们的近亲。
The kinsman redeemer is a human being. Jesus is fully human.
是主耶稣就是一个完全的人。
He's also fully God.
他也是完全的神。
You're not redeemed by an angelic being or something else.
不是被一个随随便便的什么人买赎回来。
He's your close relative.
他是我们的近亲。
So in a way, I see the book of Ruth. It's like a little miniature of the whole Bible story.
所以路德记的故事就是整本圣经的一个缩影。
As in the book of Ruth, it starts out God's people get themselves into trouble due to their sin.
所以这个路德记的开始就是神的百姓给自己惹了麻烦，开始犯罪。
The whole Bible starts that way. In Genesis, God's people get themselves into trouble because of their sin.
整本圣经也是这样，神的百姓自己给自己惹了麻烦，因为犯罪。
And in the book of Ruth, there's this return to God in repentance.
在路德记当中，最后他们就回到神的面前来悔改。
And really, in the Gospels and all through the Bible, God is calling sinners to repent and come back to Him.
所以在这个福音当中，也是整本圣经中，神就呼召他的百姓来到他的面前悔改。
And finally, the book of Ruth provides Boaz to marry and bless Ruth.
所以这个故事的最后，神就预备了一个买赎者，也就是伯阿斯，可以来娶路德。
And so, in the big Bible picture, God provides also a redeemer.
所以在整本圣经当中，神也为我们预备一个救赎主，也就是主耶稣。
Yeah, and both stories end with a wedding.
所以两个故事都是以一个婚宴结束。
Jesus is going to bring all those who come to him and redeem them and bless them and marry his church and bring his bride in to be with him.
所以主耶稣就带领所有已经信靠他的人来祝福他们，来到使他们进入神的国，与他们结婚。
Amen. So let's just finish the book of Ruth. The women there living in Bethlehem, they say, oh, Naomi has a son.
所以我们来结束这个故事。在路德记最后，伯利恒的妇人说，拿俄米得孩子了。
It's really Ruth's son, but that's the way they say it back in those days.
虽然是路德的儿子，但是在那个时候他们就是这样说的。
They name him Obed.
所以就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。
Obed is the father of Jesse.
这俄贝德是耶西的父。
Familiar with that name, Jesse?
大家对耶西熟悉吗？
Jesse is David's father.
耶西就是大卫的父亲。
David becomes the greatest king of Israel.
大卫就成了以色列中最大的王。
And so, in a way, also you have to see Ruth is actually Ruth is the great, 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 great grandmother of Jesus.
所以我们就知道路德是主耶稣的曾曾曾曾曾祖母。
It's amazing.
所以就是很奇妙的故事。
You can read that in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1.
所以在马太福音第一章大家可以读到。
He gives the genealogy there, and you'll see those names, Ruth and Boaz and Obed, leading to David and Jesus.
马太福音第一章就有这个族谱，从路德到俄贝德到耶西到大卫。
So you see, what these two ladies did, Ruth and Naomi, 3,000 years ago, it really resulted in blessing even for you here today.
所以在3000多年之前，路德和拿俄米所做的就带给，就影响了我们的今天。
They could not have foreseen what their faithful actions would accomplish.
他们根本就不会想到他们这个带着信心的这种行为为我们成就了怎样的事情。
And I want to say, you know, many of you here this morning, you're a little bit like Ruth.
所以我们今天在座的每一位都有点像路德。
Perhaps left your family and your country of origin.
也许你离开了你的家庭，离开了你的祖国。
You've come to a kind of a modern day promised land, America.
也许你来到今天，就是现在大家俗称的应许之地，就是美国。
The land of opportunity.
也叫做机会之地。
But it's better than that.
但是远比那个还好。
Because like Ruth, you've come into the family of God.
因为就像路德一样，你是来到神的家。
That's not of yourselves. That is by grace through faith.
不是借着你自己，而是本乎恩，也因着信。
So you might not realize it now, but it's the best thing that could ever happen to you and to your family, even for unborn generations.
也许你自己还没有意识到，但是这对你本人和对你的家庭来说都是最好的事情，也许会影响到将来的世代。
Yeah, God knows, only God knows what blessings will come from your faithfulness.
只有神知道你借着你的信心而来的祝福有多么大。
Here's the conclusion.
所以这就是我们的结论。
So it was outside of the promised land and apart from God's people.
所以在这个神的应许之地以外，远离神的百姓的地方。
Really no blessings they found.Despair, they found disease, they found death, they were not blessed.
在那里没有祝福，只有困境，有绝望，疾病和死亡。
But it's inside the promised land, united together with the people of God, they find blessing and life and happiness.
但是在应许之地与神的百姓在一起的时候，他们就找到了生命和快乐。
I'm saying to you that the world is going to tempt you. It's going to tempt you with money. It's going to tempt you with power or fame. It's going to say, come out of the church.
也许这个世界会试探你，用金钱，用名誉，用权力，告诉你先远离教会吧。
Just for a little while.
你可以先离开教会一段时间。
But listen, such things come and go.
但是这些事情都不会长久。
Especially during the years that you pursue those things, you're going to experience anguish and turmoil.
而且在你追求这些事情的时候，你就会经历不断的经历一些痛苦和一些混乱。
It's that kind of outward glory. It's not going to bring you inward peace.
这些外在的荣耀并不会给你带来真正的平安。
True love and joy and peace come only from God.
真正的仁爱、喜乐、和平只有从神而来。
So this morning, I say to you, you made a good decision. You came really to Jesus.
所以今天早上你做了一个很好的决定，来到主耶稣面前。
Well, I say, Amen. I say, may God also richly bless you as you enjoy putting your trust in your Redeemer.
所以你在真正享受你的你在你救赎主身上的信心的时候，神就会丰丰满满的祝福你。
Amen.
Amen.